And here is the Writer's Almanac for Tuesday, the 11th of June, 2013. It's the birthday of the novelist William Styron, born in Newport News, Virginia in 1925. As a teenager, he enlisted in the Marines to fight in World War II, but by the time he'd finished training and set sail for Japan, the war had ended. He moved to Brooklyn, got a job as an office boy at the McGraw-Hill Publishing House. He was supposed to write book jacket copy, but he was so disgusted with most of the books that he filled all his summaries with insult and foul language. After throwing several paper airplanes and water balloons out his office window, he got fired and decided to make it as a writer. In 1951, when he was 26 years old, he published his first novel, Lie Down in Darkness. It's the story of a beautiful young woman named Peyton Loftus who commits suicide. It got great reviews, and critics compared Styron to William Faulkner. Styron was awarded the Rome Prize, but before his time in Italy, he decided to spend a summer in Paris. There he met a group of expat writers, Peter Matheson, George Plimpton, James Baldwin. Styron wrote, "I had just published a first novel and was a celebrity, though one of the very low rank, since few of the Americans in Paris had heard of my book, let alone read it." He was only in Paris for about 6 weeks, but he helped found the Paris Review, which debuted in 1953. Styron was one of the first writers interviewed for their Art of Fiction section. Matheson and Plimpton conducted the review. Styron went on to write The Confessions of Nat Turner, Sophie's Choice, and Darkness Visible, a memoir of madness. And it's the birthday of poet David Leman, born in New York City in 1948. He started writing poems in the style of his favorite poets, including Frank O'Hara, Kenneth Koch, group known as the New York School, and he has even written a book about those poets called The Last Avant-Garde. In 1995, Leman went to a poetry reading by the poet Robert Bly, where Bly announced that he had been writing a poem every day before he got out of bed in the morning. Leman liked the idea, so he decided to try it himself. He published his daily poems in the collections The Daily Mirror and The Evening Sun. And here's a poem by Edward Hirsch, entitled In Spite of Everything, The Stars. Like a stunned piano, like a bucket of fresh milk flung into the air, or a dozen fists of confetti thrown hard at a bride stepping down from the altar, the stars surprise the sky. Think of dazed stones floating overhead, or an ocean of starfish hung up to dry. Yes, like a conductor's expectant arm about to lift toward the chorus, or a juggler's plates defying gravity, or 100 fastballs fired at once and freezing in midair, the stars startle the sky over the city. And that's why drunks leaning up against abandoned buildings, women hurrying home on deserted side streets, policemen turning blind corners, and even thieves stepping from alleys all stare up at once. Why else do sleepwalkers move toward the windows, or old men drag flimsy lawn chairs onto fire escapes, or hardened criminals press sad foreheads to steel bars, because the night is alive with lamps. That's why in dark houses all over the city, dreams stir in the pillows, a million plumes of breath rise into the sky. A poem by Edward Hirsch, entitled In Spite of Everything, The Stars, from his collection Wild Gratitude, published by Knopf and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by Reputation.com, offering tools to help businesses and professionals improve their search results. Learn more at 1-800-REPUTATION. And this is Billy Collins for the Writer's Almanac, hoping you will join us next time.